This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasami with the news, the headlines first. New map of Nepal formally unveiled. Land Management Minister Padma Aryal says new map prepared studying all historical documents and facts. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs officials to expand coverage of coronavirus test and improve quality of quarantines across the country. Total coronavirus cases in the country reaches 444 with 42 new confirmed cases. 45 people return home after health recovery, and super cyclone Amphan makes landfall in India and Bangladesh, killing at least 15 people. Now the news in detail. The government has published a revised political map of Nepal that incorporates Limpia, Thurali, Bulake and Kalapani in the far west as its part. The Council of Ministers on May 18 had endorsed the updated map proposed by the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Padma Kumari Aryal released the map amidst a press meet at Singh Darbar yesterday. The map features Nepal, northern, eastern, western and southern international border points and also political and administrative arrangements. Speaking on the occasion, Minister Aryal said even India should take it positive as the Sugodi Treaty states that all the land east to Mahakali River are integral part of Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population has issued an interim guideline in regard with granting permission to private and community hospitals to conduct rapid diagnostic test RDT for corona detection. As per the guideline, only private and community hospitals registered in the ministry would be eligible for conducting the test. Prior to this, yesterday, the minister decided to allow the public health institutions to carry out PCR test for coronavirus. Health institutions inside the Kathmandu Valley should obtain permission from the Department of Health Services, and in case of institutions outside the Kathmandu Valley, State Health Directorate will grant the permission. They are allowed to use test kits listed by the National Public Health Laboratory. The guideline has sought a well documentation of RDT test and presentation of the test reports to the laboratory on a daily basis. Information to this regard shall be provided to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division as per the demand for public health purposes. Health and Population Ministry has clarified that no fee has been confirmed for PCR coronavirus test, although a decision to allow public health institutions to test COVID-19 PCR test has been taken. Ministry's ICS coordinator Dr. Gunaraj Lohani said the ministry decided to allow public health institution to carry out PCR test to expand the coverage of testing. However, no fee has been fixed yet. Meanwhile, the number of people tested positive for coronavirus has reached 444 with 42 new cases. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed 45 people returned home after health recovery. Earlier, the ministry informed the new cases were from Baki, Thankuta, Kapilbastu and Nawalparasi West. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed concerned authorities to expand the coronavirus testing scope and improve the standards of the quarantines across the nation. Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers Mahendra Prasad Guraga informed that Prime Minister Oli directed for the same after taking stock of the programs and activities carried out for the prevention and control of coronavirus infection in the country. The Prime Minister had reached to the Coronavirus Crisis Management Center CCMC at Chauni in Kathmandu yesterday. Secretary Guragai said the Prime Minister directed all concerned sites to contribute in the coronavirus prevention and control task more effectively with firm determination and high morale. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand has said it is the responsibility of the communist revolutionaries to materialize martyr's dream for the change in society. Issuing a press statement yesterday in the context of the Memorial Day of the disappeared fighters, the Communist Party chairman pledged to complete the remaining task of revolution by highly acknowledging the dedications and sacrifices of missing fighters. The tourism organizations and entrepreneurs have demanded with the government to look at budget to recover tourism sector, stating that the tourism sector in the country was the worst hit by the COVID-19. Issuing a press statement yesterday, various 12 tourism organizations and the tourism entrepreneurs urged the government to address their demands through the budget for the next fiscal year 2020-21. The National Assembly has endorsed two new bills. The Nepal Special Service Bill 2076 Bikram Sambat, presented by Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Shivamaya Tumbahampi on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, was endorsed by majority yesterday. Likewise, the National Sports Development Bill 2075-BS, presented by Youth and Sports Minister Jagat Bahadur Bishwakarma, was endorsed, along with the amendment passed by the House of Representatives. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम Rastrakul Sanchar.
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Nepal in its 56th day of lockdown yesterday recorded import of raw materials of medicines and ready-made medicine worth around 3 billion rupees. The federal government ordered a nationwide lockdown since March 24 to prevent and control COVID-19. During this course, as per the statistics of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, the raw materials worth 2.71 billion rupees had been imported since the lockdown, while the ready-made drugs worth 610 million rupees was produced. Spokesperson at the ministry, Urmila Kisi, shared that there had been increase in the import of food items since the lockdown apart from the drugs. She informed that 183,923 metric tons of food items had been imported since the stay-at-home order. Police have sealed a Thola Basti at Belukela Bhaktapur Municipality 5 after a 42-year-old male was tested positive for the coronavirus. He was taken to hospital for further treatment. The Ministry of Health and Population yesterday confirmed the detection of the coronavirus on the man, a driver for the Kathmandu Metropolis. His throat swab sample was collected on May 15. The people's movement in the area had been prohibited since 8 a.m. yesterday. The State 2 government is set to prepare an 80-bed isolation facility considering the growing numbers of COVID-19 patients in the state. The meeting of the Coronavirus Prevention and Control State-level committee convened yesterday took the decision of setting up isolation facilities. The Nepali youths who are in South Korea in course of foreign employment have collected some amount to help the government fight against COVID-19. They collected from 2,000 to 5,000 rupees per person and managed to raise 151,000 rupees in total for the COVID-19 Prevention and Control Fund set up by Kalyang Municipality in Xiangjia District. The government of India has rescued and taken back 165 of its citizens stranded in Nepal as a result of the lockdown imposed to control the spread of the coronavirus. Thiruvan International Airport Immigration Office said the stranded Indian citizens were taken to India through a chartered A320 of India's national flag carrier Air India from Kathmandu. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Global coronavirus cases have surpassed 5 million, with Latin America overtaking the United States and Europe in the past week to report the largest portion of new deadly cases globally. It represents a new phase in the virus spread, which initially peaked in China in February before large-scale outbreaks followed in Europe and the United States. Latin America accounted for around a third of the 91,000 cases reported earlier this week. Europe and the United United States each accounted for just over 20%. A large number of those new cases came from Brazil, which recently surpassed Germany, France and the United Kingdom to become the third largest outbreak in the world behind the United States and Russia. Cases in Brazil are now rising at a daily per second only to the United States. A powerful cyclone pounded eastern India and Bangladesh on Wednesday, killing at least 15 people and destroying thousands of homes, officials said, leaving authorities struggling to mount relief efforts amid a surging coronavirus outbreak. The populist Indian state of West Bengal took the brunt of Cyclone Amphan, which barreled out of the Bay of Bengal with gusting winds of up to 185 km per hour and storm surges of around 5 meters. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said at least 10 people had died in the state and two districts, been completely battered by one of the strongest storms to hit the region in several years. Voting in Burundi's presidential election passed calmly on Wednesday despite simmering political violence, the coronavirus pandemic and the opposition accusing the authorities of fraud. In what could be the first competitive presidential election in Burundi since the civil war erupted in 1993, the ruling CNDD-FDD party's candidate, retired General Evariste Niyadashime, is running against opposition leader Agathon Rwasa and five others. President Pierre, whose government has repeatedly been accused of right abuses, will step down after 15 years. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be mostly cloudy in the eastern region, generally cloudy in the central region and partly cloudy in the western region. Brief rain and thunder showers accompanied with gusty winds and hail likely to occur at some places of the eastern region and at one or two places of the central and western regions. Chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the eastern high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 30.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 16.0 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. New map of Nepal formally unveiled. Land Management Minister Padma Aryal says new map prepared studying all historical documents and facts. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs officials to expand coverage of coronavirus tests and improve quality of quarantines across the country. Total coronavirus cases in the country reaches 444 with 42 new confirmed cases, 45 people returned home after health recovery, and super cyclone Amphan makes landfall in India and Bangladesh, killing at least 15 people. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.readinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.